Ooh, all-American booty with a nice 9mm in there for good measure. It's good stuff.
Hang on. That's a Beretta.
I love reading the dating profiles for these guys. That. These are awful. they are truly, truly awful. Here's a great one here. This is a Charlie Bell. Now,
before we get into it, just show Charlie the picture.
Well, you don't even, like, this is all that was in the screen cap, and you can tell this woman's pushing 200 or if not.
No. She's three bills.
That leg. Well, actually, look her leg isn't chunky enough.
No.
She doesn't have the residual clumps.
Oh, okay. You're talking to a retired hog slayer here. I know what I'm telling you when I look at this. Don't second guess me on this.
All right.
She's north of 250 somewhere.
I yield the floor. But this is the best part. Is the text.
Charlie
Rell, 33. Independent, strong, and I take no BS. So we already know this woman's insufferable.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have to say you're independent and strong, you're not. However, I'm open for anything because I'm a hopeless romantic. I love the color pink, shopping, and crafting. I also love basketball. I like going out and doing things. I have three boys and three different baby daddies.
Thus the romantic.
Yes.
Hopeless romantic.
Loyalty and consistency is very important to me, and anything less than that is unacceptable and will not be tolerated. I also strongly dislike liars and deadbeats.
Kind of like the three guys who aren't paying child support now?
The three guys who came in you?
Yeah.
You spelled I let losers come in me wrong.
But you know, this is what we have going on here. I mean, this mental delusion for these women has come all the way down to the point where you have women with three kids by three different men who is somewhere between 250 and 300 pounds spouting this bullshit on a dating profile.
And they feel entitled to their standards.
Yeah, listen, if just...
Once you take the vacancy sign off your uterus, honey, you don't get to have standards anymore.
That's pretty much correct.
You can have basic civility, and that's really the best you can hope for, because you're clearly a serial bad decision maker.
Clearly. Well, she's a hopeless romantic.
A hopeless romantic.
And that is the excuse for the serial bad decision maker.
Oh, we got another one here. This one comes from Dick Talk. Might as well call it that anyway. I will always hate how widely accepted it is for men to be less of. Oh, wow. The projection here is on full display. They can underdress, be unattractive, grow old, be negligent fathers, put no effort forth, not take responsibility, aren't constantly ridiculed for the things they like, and it'll still be okay, while women's worth will always be weighed by our attractiveness, effort, and obedience. Is there a single thing that she said there that was correct?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, do you see men going to Walmart in our pajamas?
Well, most dudes we're so easy to get along with.
Yeah.
And what's for dinner? Is there dinner? Fine. You just check the block. It doesn't go into any details.
And we also know what to sweat and what not.
Yeah. Yeah. This is one of my favorite mantras, and I've done it plenty of times. Fuck it.
Yes.
The bird's on fire, 20,000 feet. Everyone's flipping out, pops in his seat. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yelling out, hey, don't worry about it. You won't even feel it. Oh, God. They were very unhappy when I did.
Well, of course they were. That's the name of the game, man. What really cracks me up, I love this, they can be unattractive. First of all, men don't grow old. Women grow old. We grow distinguished. That's a women's saying, not ours. But check this out. Men can be unattractive. Your own delusional bullshit proves you wrong.
And this is from OK Stupid.
This is from OK Stupid. Women rating men from most to least attractive. There are no tens.
There are no tens. Wow.
Okay, if you want to know who the more shallow sex is,
there it is.
Go to the source. And this is women when they didn't think they were being watched.
So the top 18% are minuscule numbers compared to everyone else.
Yep. Now, when men rate women, It's exactly what you would expect. It looks like a bell curve.
Correct.
Because there's a whole lot of people in the middle who are average, and there's very few who are super ugly or super hot.
Because menus, logic, and reason, and that tends to be a lot more fair than emotions.
You would think. Well, we know it's true.
Well, hey, look, we'll drink up a 4 to a 6 or maybe even a 7 if you throw a hard liquor in there and take her home.
That's hilarious. I'm like, women like this, obviously, because she's, well, you can kind of tell, even though she's got the war paint on and everything, she's on the thinner side. She has an actual jaw, you know.
She's in her mid-20s.
Yeah. So she is going after the 8s, 9s, and 10s who... To them, women like her are a dime a dozen, or they're like a single serving, you know, cup of cream on the flight. You use it once and you throw it away.
A woman in her mid-20s, unless she's walking around as a 10, there's like, so what? Most guys are like, okay.
And even if you're a 10 in looks, you're still only good for one thing. If you need to have cool points, you need to have the 5 Fs. You need to be fit, feminine, friendly, fertile, and faithful. If you are not those 5 things, it doesn't matter how hot you are.
And guess what? We actually use the dick stacking test as a measure if you will remain faithful to us moving into the future.
Yeah.
Because guess what? I mean, we make predictions on past performance.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they always fall back on, well, the past is the past. Yeah, says the people who hold all whites accountable for slavery that happened 200 years ago.
It's over 200 years ago.
I know.
And I believe it was only Christian nations that put a stop to it at the cost of, like, was it 600,000 dead just in this country alone?
Yep. It's quite spectacular. This one right here, actually, I should have used this one during the OnlyFans article. It's so funny. My ex paid for my OnlyFans, violated the terms of use by taking screenshots and printing things out, and brought it into court to show everybody. The anxiety I have is, where are the copies, and who all is he showing them to, and compromising my privacy?
All right, hang on. Well, all right. Does this woman know of the term, the internet is forever?
Apparently, she missed that memo.
And you're on OnlyFans. There are sites out there that rob the content from OnlyFans or whatever.
OnlyFans, whatever they are.
And then put your name on it and your information, and they put it up on, you know, on the dark web or some other servers where anyone can get at that shit.
Dark web.
Yeah, dark web.
Dark web. Dark web. I'm sorry. If you don't want this stuff...
Don't do it.
Showing up later and biting you in the ass. Stop selling tickets to said ass to the lowest bidder.
Who was that Muslim porn woman?
Mia Khalifa. Yeah, she's got the same damn problem.
She just got divorced because her husband doesn't want anything to do with the fact that she was in porn.
Well, I mean, you look at her and Lana Rhodes are in the same pity party buzz. Well, I didn't really know what I was getting into, but now I'm an entrepreneur. I can make my living without porn. Oh, really? How are you making your living now, girls? OnlyFans. Space Ghost is on.
Here we go. What, are you running a channel where you're showing us your bleached butthole and then your unbleached butthole?
Wasn't Lana Rhodes the one who ate the bucket of shit or something like that?
I have no idea. Like, I don't want to know.
Went to... Full 2 girls, 1 cup or something, and then tried to complain about it afterwards. Well, I know she's an adult who signs contracts.
Well, there's some women out there who actually fly out to Saudi Arabia, and those twisted motherfuckers do whatever the fuck they want without drawing blood.
Of course.
Pay them an insane amount of money and then send them back here to the States, and they're cool with that.
Oh, well, yeah, because at the end of the day, they think... that they're never going to be judged for things that they did for money. Because sex work is real work, right?
Listen, I'm just...
So pay your taxes.
Listen, if you are out on the dating market and you come across a woman that used to be a stripper or worked in a strip club, but I only serve drinks, you need to immediately push yourself away from the table, excuse yourself to the men's room, and then you need to run the fuck out of there, block her number, and never go back.
That's kind of what I did when I found out that that Angela was an Orne Pay queen.
Oh my God!
And she was into the really nasty stuff, like the slapping, biting, fish hooking. You know, like her ass would, you know, be pale and creamy at the beginning of the video, and by the end of it would look like a prolapsed strawberry.
Yeah. And look, I mean,
going like dazed and confused on her ass.
I've known probably half a dozen strippers, and they seemed like cool girls, and they were nice. But guess what?
I don't care if you're paying your way through medical school.
I'm not getting involved in that.
Tell it to your patients.
That's right.
Because mine is wearing thin.
Listen, you want to shake your ass from 18 to 28, get ready for a lifelong disappointment, and 40 to 80 is a long fucking time.
It's called consequences.
Yeah.
And we all know where it leads.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square. Stop.
I gotta do the damn dance every time.
Here's another delusional female. This one actually got some comeuppance. You know, this you could file this one under the heading of so the comments aren't going the way you thought, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, a creep told me that he loved my long hair, so today I cut it.
I love your neck. And to be fair,
now listen,
she's not a bad looking chick, even though she's got a five head.
Well, the thing is, at least to my eye, I like the longer hair.
Yes.
When they bob their hair that short, it just doesn't do it for me.
See, now, that one isn't too bad to me. It's when they get the I don't give a fuck haircut. And you see moms who have multiple girls do this all the time. Chin length cut with bangs.
The bowl cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen quite a few of those. And usually the girls sporting those are frumpy at best.
Very frumpy.
Frumpy.
That's why I call it the I don't give a shit cut. Because that's exactly what it says to me. I'm like, all right, well, you're
Or they show up with unnatural colored hair.
Yeah. Or they have like your haircut. Like your mom has your haircut.
Yeah. And there's a reason why my mother is.
I mean, she's beyond the dating pool, but just.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you're not going to encourage her to join OnlyFans.
No.
You could get some extra pocket money, Bob.
No, my mother's been single since I was.
Forever.
13. Long time.
That is a very long time. When you say 40 to 80 is a long time, you mean it.
I mean it. And the big thing, her downfall is she's uber liberal and a feminist. Yep.
And any dude worth his salt is not going to write a check against either.
Well, and then she, you know, divorced with two or three kids, something like that. Like I have a half brother, but he left when I was 10.
Ah.
You know, I mean, and can you imagine that? Like back in the day, if you were a divorced woman with kids, men didn't mess with you.
You're done. Yeah.
And it's still applicable today, but now they're blaming and guilty.
Yeah, yeah. A man who won't date a woman with kids isn't a real man. Yeah. Piss off.
Yeah, you know,
no amount of blame and shame is going to force a dude worth his salt into the position of paying for your unsanctioned ejaculations. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and here's another thing is I've had, since I started doing this, I've probably had dozens and dozens of arguments with feminists and women and like traditional women, but seemed like
they're all the same.
All the same. And on those rare occasions where they go, well, a real man would do this, without missing a beat, I'm like, bitch, I've been to 3 fucking wars and I jumped into combat. That's about as manly as it fucking gets. There so shut the fuck up.
It's hilarious. It's like that video that's been making the rounds now of Matt Walsh talking to this, confused poles and hole individual and saying like, well, you know, if you're not a woman, you don't have the right to say what a woman is. It's like, all right, I'm not a cat. Can you tell me what a cat is? Like, this was a mistake and I clearly shouldn't have engaged you.
Because I don't know what the fuck. You ask a simple question.
Adult,
if they don't have an answer.
Adult, human, female. Is it really that hard to define what a woman is?
But somehow we're falling right back onto they want feelings to mm-hmm. equal reality.
Magical thinking. It doesn't work that way.
Listen, man, you can go right to Never Never Land and snort all the fairy dust you want.
Yep.
It's not going to make your feelings fucking real.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
When a woman says you're not a real man, they've lost the argument.
Yeah. If you feel like you can fly and you want to jump off of a high object, by all means, go ahead and give it a go. Yep. But I'm telling you right now that gravity doesn't give a shit about your feelings,
yep.
and you will get teed up for your harsh argument with physics in 3 to 8 seconds, maybe 30, depending upon how high up you want to go.
And it doesn't really matter how many times you listen to that R. Kelly song, especially not anymore.
Yep.
Just saying. Because he and the Confused Poles and Holes community apparently have similar predilections that tend to get them in trouble.
You think?
I'm going to pee on you.
Yeah. And they're straight up grooming the kids.
Yes, they are. But you can't call it that because, well, you know, that's a conspiracy
theory. I will call it what it is.
Exactly.
It is fucking grooming.
Yep.
All right. Now, if I want to groom a kid, if I was going to do something like that, I would take him to a strip club. But since you can't do that, that's illegal. I'll just bring the strip club to where the kids are.
Yeah. And apparently in New York, they will steal $400,000 plus in tax dollars to pay for it with or without your knowledge or consent.
Yeah. Gotta now, listen, if I want to watch something like that, I'll go to Vegas. They have like shows where drag queens dance around. They look like real women. I don't, you know, if I, as long as I don't know what it is,
yeah,
I don't care. If they're like, hey, let's go watch the drag show.
If they want to pull
show.
A crying game on you, that's not fun.
And I'll be like, what did you say? Oh, no, they just look like real men, but they're not women, they're men, but they look like women.
Pop, women don't have Adam's apples.
What? I'll be like, yeah, well, you could go watch it. I'm going to the buffet.
Yeah.
I'm going to get me bottomless crab legs. And drown my sorrows.
Oh, that requires one of these.
That's exactly what I would do, though, man. I'd be like, no, go ahead. Watch it all you want. I'm not going to stop you, but I'm going to go to the...
Go over here. Bottomless King Dongs.
Two crab
for one,
legs.
Two for one special.
Oh, my God.
Back to Tinder.
All right.
Tell me why, as I was swiping on Tinder, I saw my boyfriend. Can men be loyal? Stop asking me what I was doing on Twitter, too. That's not the point.
It is the point, actually.
That's what you call a spectacular self-own right there.
Like women. Oh, my God.
Oh, these chicks. Oh, there's an even better one right here. You'll love this. Guys, my friend got banned from Tinder because she showed up to dates without makeup and the dudes kept reporting her as a catfish.
Now, have you seen some of these women?
Yes.
Oh, listen, I did the video called The One Tit Wonder a couple years back.
Oh, yeah, we did one video, too, where we had a whole bunch of before and after makeup videos, and some of them were just, wow.
But the thing is I could not tell this woman had one titty.
Yeah, they got the little, like, bouncy jelly water, whatever the
hell. I couldn't tell, and it literally caught me by surprise. That is egregious.
Oh.
That's an awkward moment.
It sounded like somebody dropped a rump roast behind the butcher counter. What the hell's going on?
Oh, my God. That's such a horrible
thing. Was it dark when that happened, and you like, ran for the light? Oh, my God!
Oh. It's hard to explain. I mean, it was such an awkward moment.
It's like, I could imagine that happening in the dark. You hear something that big and meaty hit the ground, and you're like, please don't let it be a dick. Please don't let it be a dick. What's wrong? I'm deciding if this is better or worse than a dick.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, that was some serious catfishing right there. I mean, listen, if something like that's going on, just say, hey, look, this is the deal. I'd be like, okay, I'll make a decision. Yeah. All right, and like if you're missing a leg and I can't tell because you got like a bionic looking leg,
we can rebuild you. We have
just
technology.
You know, I mean that wouldn't be as big of a problem, you know. But
yeah,
I'm just saying, just tell a dude,
just tell him.
Like I'm missing a leg. Okay, I can work with that.
I can work with that.
Yeah.
Watch Grunt Speak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.